Intel NVIDIA chip leak, a school data breach, and why the Iran deal may be less solid than it looks. A leaked roadmap points to a product codenamed Serpent Lake, targeting a Q1 2028 launch that would integrate an NVIDIA RTX GPU tile directly into an Intel processor package, reportedly the first co-designed hardware between the two historically competitive companies. The technical significance lies in bandwidth and power. Packaging CPU and GPU compute on the same substrate dramatically increases the speed of communication between them while reducing energy consumption. For AI inference workloads run locally on devices rather than in the cloud, that kind of integrated architecture is potentially transformative. Qualcomm said separately it is developing more than 40 AI device designs, underscoring that the race to embed capable AI compute into laptops, phones, and embedded systems is accelerating across every major chip architecture. On the security front, the Arch Linux AOR Community Package Repository froze new registrations following what appears to be an attack on its systems. A notable target given that Arch Linux is particularly popular among technically sophisticated developers and security researchers. The extortion group Shiny Hunters leaked 137,000 school staff records from Infinite Campus, a widely used student information system, after the company reportedly declined to pay a ransom. The exposed data includes names, phone numbers, physical addresses, and support ticket contents, with the address exposure creating potential physical safety risks for educators. A New York judge separately blocked a subpoena for ChatGPT conversation records in a civil lawsuit, an early judicial data point in what is likely to become a sustained legal debate about the evidentiary status of AI conversation logs. Justin Gaethje took home a record $825,000 in cryptocurrency bonuses at a UFC event held at the White House, a pairing that reflects both the Trump administration's cultural positioning and the increasing denomination of prize money in digital assets for events with crypto sponsors. Chris Stapleton and the Smashing Pumpkins are set to headline a July 4th concert at the LA Coliseum. The FBI seized 21 drones as part of World Cup airspace security operations. The closing What If We're Wrong exercise this week targets the Iran deal, where analytical confidence may be running ahead of verifiable evidence. The UN snapback mechanism remains legally active and could block the sanctions relief war Iran was reportedly promised, regardless of Trump's announcement. Iran's own official characterizations of the inspection access terms are reportedly more ambiguous than the American description. The regime's hardline factions, whose influence was signaled by this week's executions of January protest participants, have historically treated nuclear transparency as a non-negotiable sovereign issue that the supreme leader would need to explicitly override, and evidence of that override is limited. The indicators worth watching. Iran's precise language on inspector access, whether European powers invoke the snapback mechanism in the next 30 days, and whether IAEA Director General Grossi describes the returning inspector's mandate in narrow or comprehensive terms.